She had 5 minutes to live when she understood. Not anything mattered. Her life review was over, and nothing in the world really made any difference. Property, possessions, social standing, wealth, religion, charity, not any of that. She took a deep sigh and wondered, what's it all about? 3 minutes to live. She stretched and yawned. Well, I've had some great experiences, she thought. Parents that loved me, children that I love, loving the beauty of our sculptured earth, thrilled to see condors in flight, grizzlies caring for their young, a thriving coral reef 70 feet underwater, and jumping out of a perfectly good airplane just for fun. Loving over and over all the sensuous beauty a body can experience. 2 minutes to live. She smiled to herself, remembering the tough times. First date disaster, divorce fiasco, car wreck, Alcoholics Anonymous, bankruptcy, abusive husband waking up in the hospital. 1 minute to live. And she popped out of her body, looking down at the machines keeping her alive and all her loved ones gathered around. Oh my goodness, she thought, and finally understood. Life is about learning to love, and sometimes the lessons hurt. She knew, because she was leaving as a very different person from the one who had been born 100 years ago. The machine shut down. She watched her body breathe 4 times, then take a final deep sigh, as if relieved of a burden. Zoom! She was out of there, experiencing the thrill of freedom, the blinding light of bliss. Oh, so much better than a corporeal experience, she thought, as she wrapped herself in a cloud of pure white, splendid, divine love light. Snuggled and packed together with other cloud beings, she wiggled into comfort. And time passed and passed, and nothing happened. She longed for activity, wishing that something could at least itch. But no, nothing. At last she realized that life in a breathing, feeling body, learning lessons, even painful ones, was entertaining. At least there were things to do, places to go, people laughing, talking, planning. And nothing was as delightful as scratching, not even chocolate. So she elbowed the closest cloud of splendid light. When do we get to do it again? She asked. The cloud nodded at the long line ahead. She stared at miles and miles of splendid clouds disappearing into the future. Then truth thundered home. Patience. I must learn patience in heaven because I didn't on earth. She giggled, and her personal cloud turned a tad pink. Who would have ever thought that the lessons never stop?